Okay.
God damn it.
Did you do
it? Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. It's fine.
Did you delay this time?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Zoned out and just stare at the wall. Sorry.
We don't have time for that. We have lots of episodes to record, and quite frankly, I have TikToks to get back to. So let's get this all. Let's get this
going. Oh my God. Okay, all right. All right, everybody. Hi. Welcome to another episode of Bitching and Whining with Zoe and Michaela.
This week is week 49.
Yeah.
And then after that, it'll be week 50.
That's insane.
And you know what we said? We're stopping at 50.
Yeah. So. We're done. I'm tapped out there.
We're done. We're finished. No more. Anyways, we're doing a little grimace episode today, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about Christmas. We have some Christmas facts. Zoe just told me, she's like, want to do Christmas facts? And I was like, okay. And then I went to go look up Christmas facts before we started recording. And then I didn't know what I was looking for. So I just wrote down a bunch of random shit. And then I realized, I was like, wow, I don't understand the assignment. I don't know what the assignment is. And it's too late for me to message my professor and ask
what the fuck what is I'm happening? Supposed to
be doing. It's too late.
I love how you're too scared to message me. I like that. That makes me feel good as a teacher. It shows that I'm doing something right. Striking fear into the student's heart.
Yeah. So we'll see if this turns out. We'll see how good this is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So do you want to start since you understood the assignment?
Yes, I'll explain. So the assignment I gave both of us was to come up with a list of really fucked up facts around the holidays and just things in general. This could be things about money, Christmas, other traditions that happen around the world, statistics, shit like that. Does that make sense now? Do you know the assignment now?
Yeah, I guess. I guess. I didn't really know exactly what was going on, but I guess we'll figure it out.
So I wrote a bunch of stuff down and then I thought, well, let's shoot the shit and let's talk about it because a lot of them are really fucking stupid. A lot of them are really dumb. All right.
Okay, you go first. I'm putting my mic down. I have to go grab my phone off the charger. Just if you hear shuffling people listening, that's what's going on.
That's what's happening right now. So the first fucked up fact I have is that the U.S. Postal Service receives millions of letters to Santa each year, which, in case there's children listening to this, he's not real. Just so you know, if it took you that long to get here, he's not real. I don't care how old you are. The next fucked up fact.
Way to ruin Christmas, Zoe. Bah humbug,
I mean,
bitch.
How old were you when you found out? Let's be honest. I think I was 8, probably.
Oh, no. It went way longer for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I refused to believe that the magic of Christmas was not real. I refused. I'm sorry, but like you're going to tell me that there wasn't some jolly, jolly old biddy coming to my house and giving me free shit. All I had to do is give him some cookies.
That's fair.
Like, come on.
You know what? You're right.
And the reindeers. And
they also go down the chimney.
Elves. Which, well, I guess when I think about it now as an adult, that's just like, it's slave labor. But, you know, I thought the magic of Christmas was I wanted it to stay alive. Okay?
That's fair. You're right. That's fair. It's dead now, though.
You know what? It's a little bit alive in my heart, okay?
The next fact is that the average amount of shoppers spend each year on Christmas gifts is around $688. As we all know, rich people tend to give homemade gifts.
Who gives homemade
rich
gifts?
Rich people.
Rich people do not give homemade gifts. That's a filthy lie. Where are you getting these fucking facts?
The next fact is that 50 million Christmas trees are sold each year, but that's not nearly as many as how many children are trafficked each year.
Oh, that's very upsetting.
I
Zoe, what the hell?
The next one?
Yours. If the Christmas spirit wasn't stolen before, it's fucking stolen now.
Okay. Estimated retail sales by the nation's department stores are around $24.4 billion. Which is
wow,
insane. I mean, that's the entire world. So that can't, like, yeah. Oh, okay. That's everywhere. A total for everywhere.
But still, that's just a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that people just throw
and
away.
And keep in mind, not everyone celebrates Christmas, so...
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's not... It's everywhere, but it's also not everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. 200...
But, like, holy shit, that's a lot of money.
250 Christmas trees will catch on fire each year. So keep that in mind.
Is that in the world?
In the world, yeah.
250 Christmas trees catch on fire. Like, is this like spontaneous combustion catch on
fire?
Yeah,
it is. It's just, or is it's, this? It was there until Easter, and then the people were just like, the tree was just like, all right, if you're not going to get rid of me, I guess I have to get rid of myself.
Gotta take myself out.
It's probably time now.
All right, fair. Fair.
130 million pounds of eggnog are sold each year, because as we all know, eggnog is definitely weighed in pounds.
Ew.
So fucking...
I hate eggnog. It's gross.
Eggnog is so
nothing good. About it appeals to me.
Eggnog. What? Eggnog is so good. Obviously, you're not putting rum
no,
in it.
No, it's not.
You're not putting rum
in it. First of all, you know my thoughts on eggs.
Just try it.
So there's that.
Just fucking, if you listen, you need to try it. Don't knock it until you.
I've had it.
When was the last time you've had it? When was the last time? Being 10 years old doesn't count, Michaela.
I've had it maybe like 6 years ago.
I'll wait two.
It was not good.
I'll wait two more years before I really harass you.
It's like a nastier, crustier version of milk, and I already don't
you
like
are
milk.
So wrong. Okay, milk is gross. But
you
are so wrong.
You know what? We're putting a poll out on our Instagram.
Fine.
About who thinks eggnog is good and who thinks it's gross. And I'm telling you right now, people are going to think it's gross. People think it's
You're
nasty.
You're not allowed
no
to
one
vote
wants
on all your different
gross.
Accounts. That's
I'm taking all five of my accounts and I'm voting. I'm telling you right now, it's like if you took milk... And, like, a couple
Shut
of Christmas-related flavors and a little bit of boogers. And you mixed it in a blender and put it in festive packaging and said, for $4.99.
If you keep up this fucking attitude, I'm not dropping off your cake tomorrow.
Listen, I deserve sprinkle cake, okay? I've been through a lot. Sprinkle cake.
Okay.
Sprinkle cake.
Are you done? Oh, guess what we're making at my work? Guess. Eggnog cake. Guess what I'm bringing you tomorrow?
Oh,
eggnog cake.
Well, guess I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Because all I plan to eat tomorrow was cake.
God damn.
Because tomorrow's my birthday,
oh,
by
yes.
the way, everyone.
In case this is, whenever this is getting put out there, this is probably going to be, this is after your birthday. Her birthday was past.
My birthday will past. Have been on... This goes out on Sunday if I actually do my job.
Do your job.
For once. My birthday will have been a few days prior on Friday.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And now we're recording this on Thursday. So there's your map of the week. You're welcome.
I forgot today was Thursday. Okay. Next fucked up fact. 4 million tons of trash is generated from gift wrap and bags each year from Christmas.
That... is so sad. Like, not even remotely surprising, but very upsetting.
Yeah. More than 11% of these gifts will be returned after the holidays because people don't have taste, and the values of these returns are around $95 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So...
Is this all just retail facts? Depressing retail
yes.
facts that are you compare to sex trafficking to make me upset? Is that all these facts are?
Yes.
What kind of fucking Christmas
Actually,
is this?
Every fact I read to you, I'm just gonna compare to sex trafficking.
That's so sad.
34% of people plan to return their holiday gifts each year before they even get the gift, which means that 20% of the people with anxiety already planned returning the gifts months before. Like me.
Is there a reason for this? Or is this just like they want the money for it? Or they just know that the people buying for them are just going to choose shit stuff?
I'm going to say it's a bunch of all of it, because I know people that have given me gifts in the past that I already planned ahead of time that I'm going to not like the gift already. There's a few people.
If you go into it being like, I'm going to hate this, no matter what it is, you're going to hate
it. Listen, people shouldn't buy clothes.
Even if it's good.
No, people should. Okay, people shouldn't buy clothes for people if they don't know their size or their taste. And I have found someone in my family
people
that
shouldn't
used
be
to
buying
do that
clothes
all the time.
Yeah, people shouldn't be buying clothes for anyone over the age of like 12, because at that point you've kind of developed your own sense of style. Yeah. And everything that your family chooses for you is not going to be what you want unless you directly ask them for something specific.
Exactly.
So I know people hate it and they think it's like really impersonable to buy gift cards, but it allows, especially like teenagers, it allows them to get what they want without just giving them cash that they could, I don't know, spend on crack, like Zoe was talking about earlier. you guys missed that the first time we recorded.
That's true.
No,
I would
sorry.
Like a gift. Teenagers. I would like a gift card to the crack store. Thank you.
But like I loved when I got gift cards when I was a teenager, because I don't know, I enjoyed going to like Lush or Sephora, and if I had those on me, I'd be like, oh,
hell yeah,
and this means
save
I can
money.
Go into those stores.
I think one of the we're top three favorite places I've got gift cards for is Anthropology, Urban Outfitters, and Long & McQuaid. All really good
Ooh,
places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are all really good places. Yeah. But Anthropology, you get a $50 gift card, you can buy a fucking spoon. That's all you can get.
It was worth the $50, okay?
Here's your one decorative spoon for $54.85.
There's literally a wooden spoon right in front of me right now that I found deep in my backpack that I've been looking and searching for. It costs $15.
Oh, Christ.
It's so cute.
You know what? I cannot judge you. I live for buying, like, $14 plates from them.
Yeah.
That I, like, what do I use? For what? I remember one time I found, like, years ago, before I moved out, I bought this really nice plate from Anthropologie. It was, like, a little dessert dish that I used when I would have, like, tea and biscuits or something. I don't know. And I found my mom using it to feed the dogs, and I absolutely lost my shit.
What the hell?
Why? I was like, you're going to use my beautiful Anthropologie plate to feed these little mongrels? Just kidding. I love my dogs.
All right, are you ready?
I do love my dogs, but I accidentally forgot one of them outside today.
Are you ready for the next fact?
Thankfully, it was warm out. My dad, he comes to find me. He's like, hey, where's Abby? I was like, I don't know. She's probably hiding in a pile of blankets somewhere. She likes to, like, dig under blankets and then hide in them. And then we don't know where she is. And then we see a blanket move. And we're like, oh, there she is. And we couldn't find her. And then he opens up our back door. And she's sitting by the back door. I left her outside. I totally forgot about her. I brought the other dog inside, but I forgot about her.
You're doing so great. You're doing great.
I thought she walked inside when the other dog walked inside. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, God. Anyways, do you want to hear some of my facts now, since you get to talk forever, I
yes,
guess?
Yes, and then when...
it's my birthday.
I have more when you're done.
More depressing facts. Okay, well, this isn't really a fact. It's more of, like, a little story, because again, I didn't understand the assignment.
Fantastic.
I found out that there's something called the Christmas witch.
Okay,
have you ever heard of the Christmas witch?
Is it you?
It I wish. So I was looking up Christmas facts, and then everyone wants to talk about in Christmas is Krampus now, because everyone's obsessed.
Say, listen,
and then I found
we were ahead. We were ahead of them.
We were ahead of the times. Okay, I found out that there's something, it's kind of like Krampus adjacent. Mm-hmm. And her name is, she's a Christmas witch.
Okay.
And she has like a weird name that I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce because it quite frankly will be offensive if I try because it won't
no,
be good.
No, please try and bleep it out. Please.
No, no, I'm going to text it to you.
Oh my God. Okay.
And she is from like European countries, mainly southern regions of Germany and Austria. Mm-hmm. And she's this lady who has like kind of like a beak nose made of iron. And she kind of looks like an old decrepit crow. And she wears like old rags and stuff. And this bitch carries a knife under her skirt, which she uses to keep kids in check.
This sounds like
Bye.
Somebody I want to be. Go on.
Exactly, right? We all want to be the Christmas witch. And so, the similar to like all Christmas things and legends, you have your good kids and your bad kids. So for the good kids who like do their chores and stuff, she'll put silver in their shoes. And for the bad ones, she'll come into their rooms at night and slice open their abdomens, disembowel them, and then replace their organs with straw and rocks.
What the fuck is happening? You... I'm sorry.
I really misinterpreted the assignment. You're like, give me Christmas facts. I was like, I'm on it. Let me get you some Christmas facts.
You thought my sex trafficking joke was bad. And you're telling me... You know what?
You just said you wanted to be the Christmas witch, so don't you backpedal now, okay?
You're right. I have to commit to the role. You're right.
We have to commit to the rule.
Okay. Well, what the fuck?
So that's my one Christmassy fact. And then I have another Christmassy story / fact. But I guess I'll let you finish your weird money Christmas facts, I guess. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. I like how we're going to slip some disembowelment in between my facts, folks.
Listen, if we're gonna be gross and sad and depressing on Christmas, we got to talk about some disembowelment.
That's fair.
Okay?
This next fact says most breakups, but also start of relationships, happen around the holiday season, and this is because are stressed and depressed around the holiday season. So here's was my solution: was that they just did not mentally prepare with or emotionally prepare to be stressed and depressed all the time, and they just let. They should have known. They should have prepared ahead of time and just be stressed and depressed all the time. And then you're fine. Then your relationship is solid.
Yeah, be like us and be clinically depressed all year
your
round.
Your relationship
idiots.
Will be more stable then.
Far more stable. Are you kidding me? I've never had more stable relationships in my life than I do now.
Oh my God.
Also, people get like lonely. Everyone wants like a partner within Christmas time, the holidays.
Yeah.
You know? Idiots. Yeah, they're just watch weird. Jim Carrey's The Grinch by yourself, like I do. That's all you need to stay fulfilled.
Michaela, giving advice to all the single people out there, or to the creepy weirdos out there. Don't harass.
Did you just fucking call me a creepy weirdo?
You know what? Yes, I did. You're right.
It's my birth week.
Shut up.
It's my birth week, and you're going to talk to me like this?
All right, next.
Okay, anyways, more okay. facts. More facts. Throw them at me.
So
me
I wanted
them.
To add this one because I agree with it. I don't know if you'll agree with it. So Christmas might be a public holiday. However, it is not a biblical holy day. The Bible does not say anywhere to keep Christmas as a holy day. Obviously, which we all know. Christmas is just a commercialized holiday so that people and businesses can make money to stay alive. Another fun fact.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. Like, I don't know anything Bible related, so I genuinely can't speak on it. But
well, Jesus was actually born in August.
Jesus' birthday?
No, he's born in August. Not December.
I feel like that's propaganda. I feel like that's summertime propaganda.
Oh my God. For what?
Because everyone just hates winter, okay? People hate on us winter babies. No one likes a December baby. Trust me, I am one. They always hate a Sagittarius, okay? Fucking rude.
Next fact.
Oh, wait. He would have been a Capricorn. Sorry. My bad. Oh.
Me.
Okay, okay, go ahead, keep going.
In case people didn't know, mistletoe is actually poisonous. So, If you're looking for a way out of your family dinner, just have a few bites and then you can leave.
That's actually
good advice.
A really helpful fact.
Yes.
Also, I just realized that my dryer and washing machine are definitely in the background of this episode, so
I can't hear it at all if it makes you feel better.
Oh, this mic is definitely picking it up because I can see the little squiggles on the screen and I'm like, I'm not even talking.
So I have holiday 2020 shopping statistics. Are you ready?
Yeah, throw them at me.
43% of shoppers plan to shop exclusively online this year, which makes sense. We're in a pandemic.
Yeah, if you can, if you have access to it, you absolutely should be shopping online.
Yeah.
And like we talk about all the time supporting local businesses. One of the beauty about supporting local businesses is that now a lot of them have online shops that you can go and pick up their, you can order online and then pick up their stuff like curbside, which is beautiful, which is lovely. So
do that, people, please.
Thank you so much.
66% of shoppers want their orders delivered to their home. Which is fair, like, depending on where you order from. I assume a lot of people order off Amazon.
But, like, right now, me going to pick stuff up is the only time I leave my house other than work.
Yeah. Yeah, I just finished picking
so
up,
like
one of
the other
gigs.
Day,
yeah.
I went to go pick up my I ordered a guitar online. I went to go pick it up from Long and McQuaid, and I was so dressed up because it was the only time I've been leaving my house. I had, like, full makeup. I wore a brand new pair of Doc Martens. I looked like the baddest bitch in town. Mm-hmm. And all I did was sit in my car and pick up a guitar.
That's beautiful. Have you been playing it yet?
What? Yes, actually, I have.
That's awesome.
I've been practicing my strumming. I've been practicing moving my fingers in the thingies. What are those thingies called?
The frets?
The
frets?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know the words for it. I've been learning off YouTube, okay? It's not like I have a reputable teacher.
YouTube is reputable. I use YouTube. It's fine.
Is it?
It's probably fine.
Is it?
Okay, and last shopping statistic. 33% of consumers say that delays in receiving items create a bad shopping experience. And to that, I say stop being
the what?
A bad shopping experience.
No, what creates a bad shopping experience? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Delays.
It cut out.
Delays in receiving items create a bad shopping experience.
Oh, delays. I thought you said the ladies. I was like, who are the ladies?
Don't.
Why do they make things difficult?
Which I think is so fucking dumb. Stop being a whiny baby. Obviously, it's going to be late.
You know what?
There's going to be delays. That's normal.
Like, even if we weren't in the middle of a literal global pandemic, if you want something right away, go out and get it.
Yeah.
Well, not every place is on full lockdown like we are right
mm-hmm.
now. And even though we are on full lockdown, you can order most things and go pick them up.
Yeah. Curbside pickup. It's doable.
You don't get to want everything delivered to you and then also get mad when the delivery doesn't happen in 0.2 seconds.
I think people are just consumerism. People are just so used to get everything when they want it and how quick they want it.
Yeah, it has
and
to has be the
to
way
be their expectations.
The way they want it.
When people are let down, they act
exactly.
like little bitches about it. It's plain and simple. I ordered something November 4th and it's still not here. And I checked just in case today and it said it will be up to 30 to 60 days to be able to get here. The only reason why I contacted them is because I couldn't find a tracking device on my email. And I was like, well, that's just how it is.
Exactly. That is just how it is. And it's something that people have to kind of get used to. And if you don't want to get used to it, well, then just fucking stop buying stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's really it.
Okay. Do you have more facts or can I tell you my final big fact?
You can tell me your final big fact.
Okay, final big fact coming at you. So Zoe said, make it Christmas. And I thought, oh my God, what's more Christmas to me than my favorite Christmas movie, which happens to be the 2000s Grinch edition with Jim Carrey. So I'm going to give you some facts about that movie and its creation. So first of all, what's his name? Dr. Seuss didn't want to sell the rights to any of his books, by the way.
Okay.
And the only reason people got it was because he died in 91 and his wife, his like widow wife,
yeah,
was like, yeah, you can have the right to this, but you need to give me all of this shit. And she had like a long list of demands. Anyway, so like, I don't think Dr. Seuss would have wanted this to be made, but like, RIP, mate, it's a good movie. So, anyways, Jim Carrey was an absolute punk bitch on the set of this movie because he had such a hard time with the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
The suit itself was a spandex suit that had like pounds of yak hair attached to it.
Oh my god.
That's what all that hair is. It's yak hair, which is very heavy, by the way.
Okay.
And he also had to wear like those his yellow eyes, those only a few times in the movie was that like added in post-production. It was like, or after filming or whatever, it was all, most of it was a contacts. Mm-hmm. And he absolutely hated them. And his makeup, every time he had to get into makeup, it took 4 hours.
That's insane. Each time.
4 hours of sitting in a chair and getting his makeup done every time. And he was in that makeup, in costume and makeup, for 92 days of shooting.
That's fucking nuts.
And after 2 weeks of shooting, they had only gotten in a couple days worth of shooting after 2 weeks because Jim Carrey kept, like, disappearing. And, like, when he would come back, he had ripped off most of the makeup and costume.
Oh, my God. Where would he go? And why is he disappearing?
It got so bad.
Jesus.
Because he just, like, couldn't handle it. He, like, kicked a fucking hole through a wall at one point.
Okay.
So, in order for them to have him not quit in the middle of production, they brought in a person who is the person who trains CIA agents to withstand torture. And he trained Jim Carrey, or she, or they, trained Jim Carrey mm-hmm. to be able to withstand this makeup and suit for the rest of production. And that's the only way they were able to make this movie.
That's nuts.
Isn't that nuts?
That's really crazy. Yeah.
Anyways, those are my facts about one of my favorite Christmas movies. I also really like Elf, but there's nothing, like, really scary about that movie at all.
No. Other than the fact, I'm pretty sure...
But if you do want to know how it's made, there's a documentary on Netflix right now.
For Elf?
There's, like, this two-episode, two-part series on Netflix, and it's like... movies or Christmas movies and how they shaped us or something like that. And it's a two-parter, and the first part is Elf, and they show how it was made all the way from like its creation as a script and like all the way up until like how it was released. And they did the same thing for Nightmare Before Christmas as well, which was really cool.
That is really cool. I'm gonna watch that later tonight before I go to bed then.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you should. They're really interesting. They're
you
really
said it's
good.
On Netflix.
Yeah,
sweet. I'm gonna ask you to text me the name of it once we're done recording because I will already forget. I already forgot the name.
Is there anything else Christmassy or depressing? What?
That's just how fast it left my brain.
Do you have any more Christmas facts for me?
No, I think that mainly what I wanted to talk about, the last thing that I want to talk about that I saved on my phone, was just about mental health for the holidays. So...
Oh, yeah, I guess that. LOL that.
Yes. So there's five different ways you can manage just like stress around the holidays. And so the first one was take a break. If you're in someone else's home or hosting others in yours, which isn't going to happen now, it can be hard to feel in control of your environment. Think of places you can go to take a break when you need it, right? I hide in the bathroom, cry in there. I've done that. I did that last year, actually. That was fun. That was a good time.
I just pretend I'm pooping for a really long time.
Yeah, I tried that. And one of my family members came up and knocked on
the
door.
Everyone will be like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
I'll be like, where'd you go? And I was like, oh, I was just absolutely destroying your bathroom. Sorry.
Number two, set your boundaries. You might feel obligated to be with people or be in places that you'd rather not. Consider setting a time limit for these interactions or making other plans. If it's going to be too much, you have a choice. Number three, fair. Yeah.
You never have to go.
No, especially this year, which is something I've been struggling with, just making sure I communicate that with
family. We're also legally not allowed to go this
year.
So.
Yeah, which is also fair. Number three, decide for yourself. Think about the things you can decide for yourself and use those as sources of comfort. This could include wearing certain clothes, listening to favorite music, or finding time for relaxing activities. Number four, ask for support. If you have a loved one who is aware of your concerns and who will be around, ask them to stay aware and help you manage the situation. They can help cover for you if you need to step away or help change the subject if something is upsetting. Number five, start a new tradition, which is what I'm doing this year. Starting my own tradition because I'm not going home. And I feel as though it's better late than never to start, right?
You're like 4 years old. You're basically, what are you talking about, better late than
better
never?
Better late than never.
Ma'am. What do you think? You have to start traditions when you're out the womb?
Yeah.
Immediately have to start them.
I have to start my own now. It's all, my family disowned me. It's time to start my own traditions.
Start. I've just had a stroke. I'm having a hard time. Please.
You're doing so good.
You can't speak English.
You're doing so great. All right.
Time to start your own traditions.
Yeah. Time to start your own traditions. Have stroke. All right.
Oh, God. Not every year, please.
Once a year.
Maybe 1 year. Only 1 year.
Just
choose a year and then make it happen.
Okay, fine. That's fair. All right. Well, I think that's that for our episode.
Right. I think so, too.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Go grab some eggnog. Disgusting. Spike it. Disgusting. And then watch The Grinch.
I love that. Yes.
I will not be doing the first two, but I will be doing the last.
Okay.
I will be watching The Grinch.
If anybody would like to give us a shout out or talk to us, you can message us on our Instagram at bitching.and.whining. Or you can message us on our email.
It's not Christmas yet. You can't have a stroke.
On our email, which is bitchingandwhiningpodcast@gmail.com. No I in bitching. Facebook is dead. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we will.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.